And I want to introduce you to a musician.
My name is Sir Robert Bryson Hall II, but I just, people just call me Bobby.
Bobby grew up in suburban Maryland. His dad was a drug addict. His mom flung racial slurs at him. He's biracial, though he looks white. And that tough upbringing seems a world away now. Bobby's 27, and he lives in this sprawling home outside L.A. We met him in the studio in his basement, this dark man cave with recording equipment, Star Wars figurines on the desk, and a Rubik's Cube, which he uses to wow audiences. Your mind works in a way that mine doesn't, and I don't think a lot. I could never freestyle and work on a Rubik's Cube at the same time.
True that. I love Rubik's Cube so much, you have no idea.
Okay, you're mixing it up right now.
But for me, it's just like anything that I do in life, I sit down and I say, hey, I want to master it.
You did that in like eight seconds.
I spent all my time doing that one thing. It's just algorithms.
That doesn't...
It's just memorizing.
That doesn't help me do...
It's just memorizing things. Like with raps, like I said, got to make a decision to get in. I'm like an incision because I'm going to hit them and get them living. They wonder what I'm giving. I'm a never giving. I got to let everybody know I'm in their mind right now. Like, I had to say that a trillion times to be able to say that right now effortlessly. I'm to make a decision to get in. I'm like an incision because I'm going to hit them and get them living. They wonder what I'm giving.
I'm a never giving. I got to let everybody know I'm in their mind right now. Make it feel like... All right, so here's the reveal. Bobby's stage name is Logic. And he has been rising fast in the hip-hop world. His new album, Everybody, takes on his identity struggles while he was growing up. And we should warn you, in about a minute and a half or so, there is a racial slur that might offend some listeners.
Let me ask you about the making of the album and music. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I know I talk a lot.
No. It's
my bad.
Africarian, right?
Africarian,
okay,
yeah.
That's where you really delve into your past and identity and your childhood.
Yeah.
I feel the Aryan in my blood, it's scarier than the blood. Been looking for holy water, now I'm praying for a flood. It feel like time passing me by, slower than a slug. Why the feeling inside of my body seeping like a drug? Will you hug me, rub me on the back like a child? Tell me you love me, need me, promise me you'll never leave me. Even on my daddy, you know he blacker than the street. With a fist to match, more solid than concrete. Tell white people I'm black, feel the need to retreat. Like I should be ashamed of my granddaddy Malik. But my beautiful black brothers and sisters wanna act like I'm adopted. Go back in time to where my... Daddy impregnated my cracker mama and stopped it. My oh my.
My oh my.
Oh my.
My oh my.
I said oh my.
Your mom's white, your dad's black.
Yep.
You have seven brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And you looked the most white among
them.
Yeah,
they all look prominently black. I looked white as white can be, I guess. It wasn't until I went on into the world to when people would be like, oh, you cracker, you white boy, you this, you that, and then I didn't understand. And one thing that I think is really funny, and I just want to say this, is like, I'm never the one to bring up race. It's always somebody that's like, oh, what's it like being a white rapper, early in my career, and then I have to explain to them, like, no, I'm just black and white, I'm biracial, just so you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
Talk to me about what you've gone through. I mean, it sounds like even in your household and with your family, I mean... race came up and...
Yeah, for sure. Well, my mother was racist because it's like...
Is that hard to say? I mean, that's just...
No, not really. It's hard, I think, for somebody to understand because I don't even understand it. But it's like she'll just get heated and you nigger, you this, you that as a child, seven, 8 years
old.
Yeah, of course. People are like, man, you seem to have it together. How do you have it together if your brother sold drugs and your dad smoked crack and your brother sold it to your dad and your mom here and watching your mother being beaten and this and this and all these things that I saw... Like, I was born to make this album. It is truly about the fight for equality of every man, woman, and child, regardless of race, religion, color, creed, and sexual orientation.
I just think about you've been called the N-word and you've been called cracker. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, it's really funny. I actually have a song called Everybody, and these lyrics mean so much to me. If it was 1717... Black daddy, white mama wouldn't change a thing. Light skin, certified as a house... Go figure, and my blood is the slave and the master. It's like the devil playing spades with the pastor. But he was born with the white privilege. Man, what the f- that? White people told me as a child, as a little boy playing with his toys, I should be ashamed to be black. And some black people look ashamed when I rap, like my great-granddaddy didn't take a whip to the back. Dude, I just have never talked about this stuff. I've never rapped about it. I was always scared to do so. Dude,
what's scary?
It's scary to say this is who I am, and the world goes, no, you're not. You haven't experienced that. You didn't grow up like this. You didn't grow up like
that. Who is that, like critics or fellow rappers?
Just everybody,
or...
man. Like, and it's not even like, I really don't have any beef with any other rappers. If anybody ever had an issue with me, that's their own fault. But it's things that I've heard. You have Twitter, you have blogs, you have this, you have that. And that's why I stay away from all that stuff now.
Because it bothers you.
It bothered me, and if I engage in it, it would still bother me.
You said that you don't have a beef with other musicians, but you do rap about Kanye on this album. What are you telling him?
Yeah, I do talk about Kanye. It's crazy. I haven't really talked to anybody about this yet. 2005, Kanye West called out George Bush.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And that's how the community felt at that time, you know, with what was going on with Katrina. It was horrendous. And you have Kanye who dared to stand up and say how he felt. And here we are 12 years later, and he's not really being that voice that we know him as.
George Bush don't care about black people. 2017 and Donald Trump is the sequel. So I say what Kanye won't. What up and get the people what they want. Man, it's all love, but the youth is confused. Your music is 2020, but then political views is blurred. I ain't trying to leave your name slurred, because honestly, I idolize you on everything my word. But I got to say what need be said, because I ain't with the hat with the colors that's white and red. I know some people wish I act white instead and say I use my pigment as a manifestation to get ahead.
And he's my idol. I love Kanye.
Can I be the total devil's advocate?
Yeah, sure.
If you rap something that seems like it's a beef with Kanye, that kind of stuff sells music in the world that you're operating in.
That's true, but I think if we're talking about selling music, I'm already selling albums, man, and I'm gonna sell millions more, and I'm not doing it. That's not who I am. And I think anybody who really knows me as a young man and a musician knows that I am not gonna waste my time using somebody else's name to try to sell records.
I'm gonna tell you what I need right now. I'm gonna tell you what we all need. I need my people of color. Don't run from Trump, run against them.
Hey, for the record, like, I love Kanye. I just want to say that.
This musician who struggled for years for an identity seems to have found it.
Being homeless and working two jobs and supporting myself and working on music and not knowing if it was ever going to work. Because people say, what would you do if you didn't do this? And to be quite honest, I'd be dead or in jail or I'd be a drug addict. That's what was laid out for me, period, unfortunately. I used to have nothing to lose, so that's why I would go as hard as I did, because I had nothing to lose and I had everything to gain.
The rapper Logic, his new album is called Everybody.